Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Yidches, Chagiga 18a, pagination 35. Starting from the top of the page, about 10 lines down, the last word on a line, Mechlal de Tarvayu Sevir Elohu, de Chol HaShemoyed Oso Ba'asiyas Melocha. It's apparent that according to the various opinions cited until this point, everybody agrees that Chol HaMoed is forbidden in doing work. In other words, there are certain types of malacha that are forbidden on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara proceeds to explain from different psukim as to how we know that Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of Pesach and Sukkot, that those days are forbidden in malacha. Now, there is a fundamental machlokes among the Rishonim, we see it here between Rashi and Tosvos, whether these drushas are intended to be taken literally as the Oraisa biblical guidelines, or are they intended to be understood as the Rabbanon, rabbinic guidelines, with hints from the Torah, with remazim, but not truly biblical. If they are taken to be biblical, or if they are taken to be rabbinic, either way, there are certain cases which are going to be permitted to do the malacha based on the circumstances, such as davar ha'avud, a case where the owner would incur a significant loss and there's a pressure involved. So then in many cases, it becomes permitted to do that very malacha during Chol HaMoed. If malacha on Chol HaMoed is derabbanan and rabbinic, then it's easy to understand why the same malacha is sometimes permitted, sometimes forbidden. They didn't make their gezeira, their takana, their legislation in a case of pressure. Could be. But if it's biblical not to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, one wonders how could it be that the very same malacha, to water your field, for example, should sometimes be permitted and sometimes be forbidden based on the amount of loss you might incur. We don't find biblical law typically working like that. And Rashi over here explains on our Amud that the principle involved here, called Masron HaKosuv LaChachamim, that even if you hold Chol HaMoed Malacha is a biblical restriction, but it was handed over to the sages to decide with sensitivity as to how far to take that biblical prohibition. And part of the sensitivity is what type of malacha, how much tircha is involved, and how much of a loss would be incurred if you didn't take action. And all of that is understood to be included in the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's similar to what we had on yesterday's daf, tafasta muat tafasta. When you grab the limited amount, then it's a good grabbing. And we explained over there that that's not just if you grab less, they won't take it away from you. It's that the Torah knows, by leaving something open-ended, how you will approach it. And the Torah anticipates that when you encounter such an enigmatic law, such as Chol HaMoed, that it's given to the different circumstances, the Torah anticipates that you will be able to choose wisely, that you'll be able to figure out what it is that it had in mind. Namely, that if it's a lot of tircha, a lot of work, then we're going to be less apt to allow it. If there's a big loss, we'll be more apt to allow it, and so on. On the last small line of the page, The Gemara gives us one of the drushas, one of many. Tanya idoch. There's another braisa on the topic of working on chalamoed. Sheishes yamim tocha matzos. The pasuk in Chumash Devarim, Pashas Re'ei, tells us 6 days you eat matzah on Pesach, uvayom ha-shevi, and on the seventh day, atzeres la-Hashem should be a holiday to Hashem. And this pasuk is very enigmatic, because you have to eat matzah, we know from other psukim, for all 7 days of Pesach, not just 6 days you eat matzah. And the seventh day is a holiday. Well, seventh day is a holiday. What about the first 6 days? Are they holiday also? And the Gemara says that the structure of this pasuk is intended to inform us that there's a comparison between the first part of the pasuk and the second part of the pasuk. Mashavi otzer, just like the seventh day is a holiday, you're not allowed to do malacha. Af sheshes yamim, also the previous 6 days, atzurim, are on some level included in a prohibition of malacha. Ima shvi otzer b'chol malacha. The seventh day is prohibited in all malacha, meaning it's a full-fledged yomtiv. Af sheshes yamim atzurim b'chol malacha, so the 6 previous days should also be prohibited as if they're full-level yomtiv days. Talmud lomar uvayom ha-shevi'i atzeres, the seventh day is the holiday, ha-shevi'i otzer b'chol malacha, that seventh day has a total yomtiv status, ve'en shisha yamim atzurim b'chol malacha, but the previous 6 days, in their entirety, are not fully yomtiv status. It's up to the sages to understand what level of prohibition to give the middle 5 days of the holiday. Lo malach, to tell you, eze yom asur ve'eze yom mutter. The sages are in charge of telling you which day is the holiday, because they're mekadesh apio re'ia, based on the new moon, they declare mekudash mekudash, which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and therefore which day is the holiday. And also, eze malacha asura ve'eze malacha muteris, which malacha is prohibited and which malacha is permitted. Now, I'd like to observe that there is the necessity for a little bit of a footwork, as we call it, how to word the drasha exactly, because the 6 days that our Gemara is referring to are not really 6 days, because we know that the first day of Pesach is definitely a full-fledged holiday. And when we're doing these comparisons, we're talking about the middle 5 days, the intermediate days, and that's what our discussion is about. So the last day is a full-fledged holiday, and we're asking, what about the previous 6 days? Really, 5 days. But we're saying 6 days in their entirety, including the 5 days that were under discussion. Interestingly, Tosfos, in the first Tosfos in Moed Katan, which deals with Chol HaMoed laws, actually adds a word in when he quotes this Gemara to make it a little bit clearer. When the Gemara says, Af sheshes yamim atzurim b'chol malacha, also the 6 days should be prohibited in malacha, he adds in the word kol. Af kol sheshes yamim atzurim b'chol malacha, so too all of the 6 days should be prohibited. Because obviously the first day of those 6 days is indeed prohibited. It's the first day of Yom Tov. But it's kol sheshes yamim. We were thinking of the 6 days as a unit, which is how the Gemara is approaching it, that there should be some level of prohibition regarding all of those previous 6 days. And that would be that the first day is a full-fledged Yom Tov, and the other days have some level of malacha prohibition. Also, a different, interestingly note the Sifri on that Pasuk, Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Ches, words it, Ma Shevi'i Otzer, the seventh day is prohibited, is a Yomtif, Af Shishi Otzer, the sixth day should be prohibited. And it wasn't a comparison of the seventh day to the other 6 days, which, as we mentioned, becomes a little bit confusing because one of those days truly is Yom Tov. It was a comparison between the seventh day and the day before the seventh day, the sixth day. And that sixth day is representative of all of those intermediate days, five in number, but we were comparing the seventh day to the sixth day when we made this comparison, and we came to the conclusion that there is some level of prohibition on those intermediate days, but the exact level of the prohibition is Masran Lachachamim, was given to the sages to decide exactly what level of prohibition should be appropriate when the Pasuk leaves it open-ended, anticipating that you'll be able to figure it out. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.